So now, when you got Tread home, you know, after you ripped him out of the hospital, which sounded like the best thing that could have ever happened, what was life like when you got home? What it, you know, for you? I'm curious about what it was like for you.
Well, it was tough. It was I just have to say it was a marathon. You know, I'm now replacing. We live out in the country, so there isn't available professional help very easily found, and we're 20 minutes from the nearest pharmacy. But you know, I'm now replacing 4 full-time nurses and aides, and you know, all the doctors and all the lab technicians and all the support personnel that come in, you know, to take care of a patient. Now it's just me. And
you don't have a nurse there with you?
No, we do now. But it, to begin with, you know, it was critical to just get Tread out of that hospital environment. He was not doing well. And I finally just walked in and said to all the doctors, you know, I don't care if it's just a week or whatever, but train me, teach me what I need to know. But I've got to get him home. And I think that's true. I think it's harder sometimes for really active guys like Tread. You know, they're so used to moving and going and being outside. And then it's not like they have other passions like watching TV or reading books. You know, for him to be stuck in a hospital room was really like a prison. So anyway, I finally walked in one day and I just said, I got to get him out of here. They wanted me to. I had been looking at nursing homes, which is what they had requested, but it was real obvious to me that that was only going to be a death sentence for him. So they taught me what I needed to know, and I was making notes and learning and doing IVs and Foley catheters and you name it. I mean, I was getting it all down and brought him home, and within hours, I could just see improvements in him. And then day by day, it just continued. He was gaining weight. His outlook was better. His health in general was just improved immensely. He's gaining strength. He's exercising, shooting his bow. We figured out a way that he can, I can strap at the point where his feeling ends. I can strap him there to his wheelchair, and he can... It's kind of scary how accurate he is now. Could be a bit of a handicap. But my days are basically just dealing with brush fires. The latest, most important one right at the moment. And you find you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And, you know, your life as you used to know it, which was fun and frivolous and lots of parties and doing whatever you felt like doing, really had, in the big scheme of things, very little meaning, really, compared to what I'm doing now. In a lot of ways, it's an honor to be able to be so important to another person and be able to give back. And I think what Tread and I have gone through together here, I think we've found a bigger mission in life. We've gotten rid of a lot of really frivolous ideas or things that we value are so simple now, and it's a nice place to be, you know, where things aren't so important anymore, where it's people and friends and support and what you can give back and how you can help another person. We just went to Craig to pick up Tread's new wheelchair. And while we were down there, we saw a lot of the friends that we had made and how they're progressing. And then, you know, there were some new patients that weren't doing so well. And we went around and tried to encourage them. And it's a nice thing to be able to do, you know, to give back.
Absolutely. Good story. God bless you.
Well, what else are you going to do? You just do what needs to be done.